Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
That being grateful and showing love to your parents, or showing love and being grateful to your children, not just with words but with actions. I would like you to continue on with that. That sometimes we find that, yeah, dad, I love you. Yeah, I love you, but I love you. But there's no connection there. There's no sitting down together, but they finally find the time eventually to sit down with each other. Now that they're sitting down, they're looking at each other, and he's looking around, and the dad is saying, you know, pick this up, put this there, pick this up, and the son, he wants to go on his phone. So they find the time, but it's not with the actions, it's just with words. What do you say about this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, misunderstandings, it's a very huge topic, especially between the parents and children.
Mm.
And but you mentioned about being grateful. For example, being grateful for your parents. We do cover, alhamdulillah, and the silsila both sides.
Mm.
So we're not just covering one side where you, as a child, needs to be grateful to his parents.
Mm.
Also, parents can also be grateful towards their children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, inshallah, we'll learn this. Sure. But first of all, understanding what is meant by being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In a lot of things, we think that, oh, we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you be grateful? How do you be thankful? It's like repaying back when you're being grateful for something as well in the same way. Or it's also actually mentioning it that, the reason of being grateful as well.
Mm.
A number of things can come into this about being grateful. So, the children being grateful for their parents, it's like you are actually, when you are being grateful to your parents, is not complaining about them, not moaning about them, not saying, you know, they haven't done anything for me, not saying, they're never there when I needed them. These are all things of ungratefulness, right?
What if it's true? If it's true that, you know, they just haven't done that.
They haven't been there for you. Sometimes it's how we think.
Mm.
Maybe they were there.
Mm.
Maybe we weren't there. I'll give you an example. You know, just what happened yesterday was, I went to pick up my son. He was teaching, so I went to pick him up. And when I got there, I just waited around thinking that he will come out and stuff like this. And he didn't come out. So I called him and I found that he was at home and he wasn't well.
Mm.
Right? But if my son could just be maybe thinking that my father's never picked me up. He's never. I just came to my mind, you know, just like this. He could maybe be thinking that my father's never picked me up, but he's picked up my brother from, because after that I went and picked up my other child. So, you know, he could be thinking that I've never picked him up, but in actual reality, I was there, but he wasn't there. Or I was there, he didn't see me, or he missed out. So sometimes we're talking about misunderstandings. This is where the misunderstandings are built. You know, alhamdulillah, parents are always trying from their sides. It's another thing that they are tied up in their time to try to earn a livelihood for you, for your future, for your development. They are making this effort. They are bringing the food and placing it on the table. They are bringing, and we are spending what they are earning today. So sometimes if that misconception or misunderstanding, you can say, that they're never there for us. They are there for us. Sometimes we don't see it, or we miss out on them being there for us. Right? There are times where our parents go out of their way to think or do things for us, and we didn't see it. We missed it. Why? It could be because of something we didn't, something because of our laziness, or sometimes our focus is needed. Like I mentioned in the other silsila before, about that one piece of bread, the top layer of bread which is hushed. We've never seen that. Why? It's never come to our mind. That what happens to that top piece of bread, that hard piece of bread? Because our parents remove that and they give us the softer piece. Because we haven't seen it, now I've mentioned it on the channel, maybe a lot of people say, oh, the reality. You might even get you thinking, really, I don't remember eating that. Right? Because your mother will remove it, your father will remove it, and then you will end up eating. They will give you that softer tone. You know, and sometimes you find that, you know, the chapati or the bread, the outer layer of the bread, your parents sometimes even remove that. Why? Because it's hard. They give us the soft feet, and they'll be eating it themselves. Right? Sometimes, you know, the leftover of the food in our plate, right? The mother is eating it, the father is eating it. And we don't see that. We don't realize that this is something they do. And then we say, oh, what have they done for us, or what they are doing for us?
You know, an example of this came to mind, that, you know, we see the sun. And we see the sun rising, and we see the sun in the day, and we acknowledge it. We say, the sun is there. But in the night, do we say that the sun is non-existent? We don't say that.
No.
Because we know the sun is there.
Yes.
But it's just shining its light in a different manner now. That the light is reflecting off the moon. But it's the same sunlight. It's the same light of the sun. It's just in a different way. But if someone at night, he says, I know the moon is there, but I know the sun doesn't exist. It's not the case, because the light that is reflecting from the moon is actually from the sun. And so when we see all these blessings that we have, we say, yeah, I have this, I've got this. Yeah, I'm a big man, but where did you get all of this from? From the same...
It's like, you know, sometimes you say the parents don't give you time, but think about it, the time which they are earning for you, this is actually a time which they are giving you in some way or another. Because they are making that money so that they can put food for you on the plate. They are making that money so that they can dress you up nice. They are making that money so that they can pay for your education. They are making that money. If you think they're not giving you time, in reality they are giving you that. This time is for you. But they are spending, earning. Right? Think about it. You know, sometimes I say to him, go and look at your father's shoes. Go and look at your father's shoes. You'll find that it's the same pair which he was wearing 2 years ago. It's the same pair which he's wearing 3 years ago. Yet what is your demand? Every Eid you want a new pair. Now, every Eid you want a new trainers, new shoes, new trousers. Your father is coping with that same pair, and yet he's spending on you to give you something new. In the same way, your jacket, my father may already have one jacket, right? You see him in that same jacket, and then you're moaning and complaining, Dad, you're only wearing one jacket. You know, sometimes the child even says it, not realizing the thing behind it. Sometimes your father doesn't have money in his account, right? He makes arrangements just for you. From you don't see this, and you know the children don't see this. Sometimes they make that arrangements from elsewhere. You know, it reminds me of the story of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. When his daughters came to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, they came to him and they said, "Father, we want to wear some new clothes and eat." Who is Umar bin Abdul Aziz? He's the is the Khalifa of the Muslims.
No.
He's the ruler of the Muslims. He's the ruler of these lands. His daughters are coming to him and they're asking him for new clothes. This is also another thing of tarbiyat as well.
Mm.
Look, a king, a ruler, can keep his daughter in such a way that they don't have new clothes to wear and eat. They have to come to him, that they have to ask him for new clothes. The daughters came to him and he says, I don't have no money. Right? I'll get you next Eid or the following Eid or whatever. I don't have. So he goes to his treasurer, right? He doesn't directly say to his daughters, I don't have no money, but he goes to his treasurer and he says to the treasurer, give me 1 month's money in advance.
In advance.
Right? And the treasurer was a wise and a pious man also. And he says, look, Hazur, can you guarantee me your life? He says, no. Jazakallah, thank you for advising me. He goes to his daughters and he says, my daughters, wash them clothes and rewear them. Right? Look, this is the Khalifa of the Muslims. But again, when the children go to the parents, they, look at, he's going out of his way to do something. And every parent is like this.
Mm.
Right? Although there's two aspects of this story, two lessons to be learned.
Mm.
Right? One is that Khalifa of the Muslim doesn't have, this. Think about it, your father is or your mother is not the ruler of the Muslims. They're not the leader of the Muslims. They're not the king. And still they are providing for you. Still they are giving you money. They're giving you clothes. Every Eid, all your needs are being fulfilled because of their hard work and their effort.
Mm.
Right? All this is fulfilled. Right? And even sometimes you'll probably find that, again, I mentioned about look at your father's shoes.
Mm.
You probably find the shoe has a hole in it. Your father is still wearing it, right? But he's never said no to you. Your mother is still wearing the same clothes, but she's never said no to you. This is how parents are. And you will only realize when you will become a parent. I tell you, you realize then that when you will see what you have to do for your children, the struggle you have to go for your children. Sometimes you put away your desires, you put away your feelings, just for your children. And this is what parents are. This is what parents do. This is how parents, this is natural love of parents. And for a child to just come out and say, look, they haven't done nothing for me. They're never there for me. Right?
Sometimes what happens is, you said that father's not said no to you, even though he's made a lot of sacrifices. And going back to the point that, we can't see it sometimes. And that's what the children complain. They say, my dad said no to me. It's not that he's never said no to me. I wanted that, but he said no. I wanted this, and he said no, we can't afford it. What about that? I saw other people, getting these game consoles or these nice new phones. Whenever the new phone will come out, my friends got it. Why can't I have it? They have nice belts and they've got nice watches and all of this stuff. I can't have it. He said no to me. What about this?
Regarding no, you will find that sometimes your friends can say no to you.
Okay.
Sometimes the nearest people can say no to you.
Hmm. But why is it that in the case of friends, we...
Right, it's okay, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Right? But if your father says no, it's a threat.
Yeah, it's my right.
Right. It's my right. It's just a childish behavior sometimes. Your father said no. Yeah, obviously, even behind that no, there are so many yeses. This is what I would say. Behind that one no, there are 100 of yeses. The father tried, he's made an effort. You don't know, he's never told him this. Right? What, like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, before he said no to his daughters, he went to the treasurer. He asked him for 1 month's wage in advance. When he knew that he couldn't provide them, he came to his daughters and told them to wear the old clothes, wash the old clothes, and wear them. So sometimes we see that no, and behind it, there's 100 yeses.
Do you think, sometimes parents need to disclose these things that the children can't see? He can't see that. So how can we blame the child then?
I think sometimes even that is difficult, because sometimes the nature of parents... Right, it's such that they will hide their feelings.
Why is that?
Right, and sometimes it's actually mentioned regarding a father more that a father will—he has immense love for his child, but he will never show it. But so you find that a mother will still be kissing that child, she'll be still showing that love. But the father probably doesn't show. It's you can say it's part of a nature of
human
a
nature.
Of a man. Mm. Right? Just like there are certain things in your nature, right? Sometimes you probably find that in the nature of a child, normally, especially in today's time, you know, you never say thank you to your parents. Mm. So why don't you say thank you on everything they give you? Because they're providing you. You should be saying thank you. And then you are complaining that they don't show their feelings, or sometimes a father doesn't show, because that's like his nature. Like, it's not your nature to say thank you over everything to your parents. Yet you say thank you to your teacher. Mm. You say thank you to your friend. Mm. You say thank you to people in the office. Mm. Right? They bring you a cup of tea once in the entire life. Mm. And you turn around and say thank you.
Yeah, so,
your mother brings you that cup of tea every day. Mm. When did you say thank you to her? Mm.
SubhanAllah. Right? Yeah, just take this point. Some viewer may have, you know, because I'm from London, you're from Birmingham, mashallah. So in London, you know, we don't say thank you to our friends. They say, you know, they say love. So they would spot each other and they say love. But that is also a form of gratitude. It's a form of showing that you've appreciated what the other person has done for you. And just because you say that, it doesn't mean you're not saying thank you. Mm. So it's not something which is awkward to say thank you to your parents. But how should this thank you be to the parents? Should it just be like...
Just on the Mother's Day, on the Father's Day.
Yeah, just write them a card and...
right, say thank you. Yeah. It's to be serious, to be honest, this type of, you know, we've made it in this way. And probably Western culture is like this. And, you know, you say thank you once a year. Even that is not coming from the heart. Mm. Right, saying thank you or you meaning it, there's many ways of it. Expressing your love, expressing your feeling, expressing your, even that smile toward your parents can be a means of thanks. Mm.
Right? No, there's a virtue of that, isn't it? That if you look at your parents with a loving gaze.
MashaAllah, accepted Hajj.
Accepted Hajj.
Hajj Mabru, you know, accepted Hajj. So it's, you know, looking at doing the ziyarat of your parents is a means of acceptance.
Now, I met this brother and he was telling me that he would look at his parents and then he would look away, then look at him again, and then look away, and then they said, well, what are you doing? The parents said, Gagar, what are you saying? I'm getting one Hajj and then another Hajj reward and then the reward for another Hajj, so like this. So should we have these sort of, you know, loving moments of expressing our love to our parents, and how should we do it? And likewise for the parents, how should they, you know, you said the father, he doesn't show his love. But we see that the Prophet ﷺ, he did show love. When Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and she would walk in, Prophet ﷺ would stand up and he would make her sit. You know, these little things that we overlook, do you think these are important? And if so, how do both sides, how should they go about expressing it with their actions and not just with their words?
Yeah, it's not that the father doesn't show his love at all. Mm. Alhamdulillah, when you were a child, his father was kissing you.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't remember.
You don't remember. That's another thing.
He's going to show it to me when I can remember it.
Right. So, he, alhamdulillah, even now, sometimes, you know, at moments he will meet you. But what you don't realize is sometimes his expression is through his du'as. Mm. Right? Because a father or a mother, they will always supplicate for their children. Mm. That supplication is always there for the children. Mm. And today we are standing on our feet, or we are in the form of success in any means or way or another. It's the supplications, the du'as of our parents. Mm. So sometimes, you know, we think that it's not there. If you were ever to find your parents in a room, and sitting on the prayer mat, you will find them that they will be uttering, making dua for you. They will be worried about you. And the time when you are not home on time, right? And the time has gone over, you see the feeling of your parents. Mm. It's, you know, sometimes we think that they don't express their love, but the love is so deep, right? It's nothing something which is expressed at all the times. Sometimes, you know, love is, it's a very strange thing. To understand what love is, you are not able to understand it, because expression of it is in different forms. Mm. I normally give an example of expression of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the lives of the Sahaba and the awliya, And you look at the expression of love towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was all in a different form. They all did it in different unique forms and ways. So you cannot understand love, right? You know, sometimes we think that, oh, they're not, you know, parents don't love us. You don't know how their love is coming to you, in which way it's coming to you, in which form it's coming to you, whether it's in their du'as or whether it's in their heart, whether it's their concern. You know, you mentioned earlier on about no. They say no to you. Even that no is a means of love sometimes. We don't realize, we don't think, you know, it's like your father says to you, you know, be home at this time. You say, no, I'm gonna come at this time. And they say no to you. Why? Your mother is saying this no to you. Why? Because she's concerned maybe after this time, he might get it wrong in the wrong company. Mm-hmm. He might end up getting, because this is the concern, that no is a concern for you.
It's about your safety.
It's about your safety and by your security, right? So even we think it's a no, but in actual fact, that no is, it's a way, it's love there as well. And you know, not every no is bad. That no, because they know. Right. I mean, that no is because they know what things are in life, what's happening around us. We don't know. We think we know it all. Right? Your experience is what, 20 years, 15 years? Your parents' experience is double your life. 50,
but
60
you know,
years.
From a young person's point of view, is okay, fine, they have so much experience, mashallah, that's great. But you know, they just don't understand how we are going. And you mentioned with regard to that we don't understand sometimes how parents are showing love. But sometimes what happens is every person, they have a way of loving. They have a way of the way they want to be loved. Likewise, parents, they have a certain way they want to be loved. Well, shed some light on this, that how I understand that my dad will want another way of me showing my love to him, and my mom will want another way of me showing my love to him. Likewise, the parents to their children, that this child, he likes to be shown love in this manner. Even though, fine, yes, that you care about his safety and everything, but you know, showing him the way that he wants it, so that it's acceptable to him. What about this?
It's definitely, you know, parents need to know how to, there are certain things of the children which as a form of love. And the children also need to know about parents in the form of love. For example, I normally say to you, you know, parents are unique in the sense that they are satisfied with so little. And on the other hand, you find the children normally, in normal cases, are not satisfied with so much.
Right? Okay.
Parents are sometimes satisfied with you just sitting and speaking to them. Or sitting with them, just being in their company. Or even giving them a smile. Right? Well, you know, I tell you that even once in your entire life you were to bring your mom clothes, that will be such a day of Eid for her. I think about it, when did you last did it? When did you last bought your parents, your father a jacket or your mother some clothes or your father some shoes or anything like this?
I'll give you a counterpoint on that. That, for example, someone bought his dad something. And because of the dad's, you know, experience in the past, he's worked his way up, you know, and he understands the value of money. Now you've gone and bought him a nice branded jacket, and he's like, you know, I could have bought the same thing for £15, would you have bought me for £300? I could have bought a better quality one for 15, £20. And he says that in front of the child. Now how should the dad react like that? And should the child, what should he do after this?
Here, both sides need to ponder over this. It's not just one side, it's both sides need to. First of all, the father needs to ponder over this, that, you know, sometimes the child, when he's done something out of love for you, accept it.
Accept it.
You know.
But it's so much. It's wasted. It's too much. You know, we don't live like this. Why has he done this?
Maybe you can put it on your own account, in the sense that the father can put it on his own account that he didn't teach him how to spend the money in the right way. it's accepted. At times you should learn to accept things like this. Even that you might think, okay, it's not against Sharia anyhere. We're talking about a gift. So he's bought your gift. Accept it, show him that love, show him that expression, you know, wear it, so he feels that, mashallah, you know.
Because I've some interactions with some people, you know, my father doesn't, and I gift him something, he doesn't even show his happiness. He doesn't show his, even though he may be happy inside, he's not showing it with his face. Can you blame the child for not understanding if the father is not showing it?
So you can't
say, the father understand
you can't say the parents need to understand this. So like I mentioned, like we're not talking from one side of a view. So sometimes the parents need to understand this as well. If they've been bought a gift, then appreciate that, you know, even maybe wear it in front of them, or maybe show them that I'm wearing this, or I've accepted this, or you know, you bought your father a watch. Even that he doesn't wear a watch, but he wears it, you know, he wears it in front of his child, just to show that my son's bought me this. Or even that once off he says in front of someone else, you know, my son's bought me this, right? This will make him happy. This is enough. So parents need to do this. And in the same way, a child needs to keep this in mind, that there were times when your father bought you something, your mother bought you something, and you said, "Dad, what's this?" Right? You know, you're sometimes...
They say, "Oh, don't worry, son, I'll get you a new one."
sometimes it's like, I remember there was a very, very funny incident one happened. You know, the father bought the son shoes, and the son turns around and he says, "Dad, you bought me chappal. You bought me flip-flops." And he's bought him leather shoes, proper, you know, it was very comfortable. Comfortable shoes, because they were flat. Now the son is saying, "Look, you bought me flip-flops, so you bought me some chappals, right? What am I supposed to be doing with this?" And you know, you think about it, there were times when your parents bought you things, you didn't accept it, right? If you didn't accept it today, they didn't accept it, there's no harm. Maybe they have accepted it, you didn't realize it either. To be honest with you, children don't buy their parents' gift. We don't go out there and buy our parents something. First of all, you need to understand what your parents like. Right, you buy your 60-70-year-old father a jacket like one of the youngsters will wear, right? Your father ain't gonna wear that, is he? You might say, "Oh, Dad, this is the right thing for you." So basically, you know, like you sometimes think that you know, your father didn't show his appreciation. It could be that, look, what you gotta understand is there's a difference in age. What you might be buying him might not be suitable. I tell you, as I'm a father, and my children, and this is with understanding. My children know that not to buy me anything just like this randomly. If they want to buy me something, they will probably have to go, because I will have certain things which I will wear, or certain things which I will adopt. I won't have everything. And even like most of my family know this, so they will know.
How did they know this?
Because there's an understanding.
Where did that come from?
Because they know when I go shopping, I will only buy certain things in a certain way. So you know, even if you were to go shopping with your parents, you were able to know what sort of things they buy. Even if the thing is, you don't even look at the dress code of your parents. You don't even look at the sort of shoes your father wears. Right, or what type of shoes? You buy your father a shoes which has shoelaces, and your father, you normally, if you look at his shoes, he's the ones you get into comfortably without shoelaces. Then obviously he's not going to accept that, or he's going to find it difficult to adopt or appreciate.
Now, to come to this point, you know, you said there's a certain way you would buy things, and you know, certain things that you would buy. Now, of course, Mashallah, your family would have observed that. But we don't observe. You know, just looking at the other person's nature, trying to figure out, how does my father think? How does my child think? How does my mother think? And I would like to come back to this point that we're so busy on our phone. Even when we're shopping with our mum, you know, he's just carrying the trolley and he's on his phone, and the mother's actually doing everything. And he's on his phone and he's scrolling. And he doesn't know how his mother is buying the stuff. Is she looking at the price? What is she looking at? Likewise, for the parents, that if, for example, the parent and the child, they do manage to sit with each other finally, father isn't understanding and the mother isn't understanding because she's too busy on her phone. And this is not just limited to, you know, teenage children. Even when the child is young, perhaps in our modern time, the mother would, you know, put on the TV for her, for the child, and go off and watch YouTube herself. So, where should we be observing a bit more of our surroundings rather than observing all around the world?
Think about it. If we can observe the surrounding of the entire world, right? Why can't we observe a handful of people who are living in our home? Right? Our parents, our siblings, our brothers, our sisters. You know, why can't we just observe them and what they like and understand them? You know, it's not a rocket science. You know, it's nothing very difficult to know what sort of nature a person is. Look, you know, you spend a bit of time with someone, and the perfume he puts on, you will know that this person, this is his sort of taste of perfume. You spend a 3 days kafila with someone in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will learn this. You spend time with someone in the office, you will learn this, what sort of perfume he likes, what sort of fragrance he likes, what sort of nature he is. You learn this within few days. Right? So why can't we understand our parents and knowing what they like or what they don't like, right? It's the same thing as getting your mother clothing, which the girls of today wear. And your mother is not going to wear that. She's not going to accept that, because you have to understand what sort of clothing. And you know, sometimes the children sort of force upon their parents is, well, no, mom. You know, I think the daughters do this a lot more than the sons, but they normally buy their mother the clothes, because the sons, this is what I'm talking about, the difference. Sons don't normally do that. You find the daughters doing this in our society globally, but sometimes there are sons which do this and the daughters don't do this as well. So, but whichever way it is, and you know, sometimes you get that they are doing this, no, I want you to wear this. Right, because the mother, she's trying to put on those clothes onto her mother, which she's like to
she
wear.
Likes.
Right, and you think about it, there's an age difference, there's a culture difference, there's a time difference, and the period of time they lived in. And you know, even with you, you'll find that when the clothes which you were wearing 10 years ago, you're not wearing them today. Why? Your style has changed. Right? Maybe the car you were driving 5 years ago, you're not driving it today. Why? Your style has changed, your way of change. So learn to accept this, that they have changed as well. So in the same way, parents need to understand this as well. As children are going older, they will be changing in their life. Right? They're not the 5 year old which whichever clothes you make him wear, he will wear. No, he's obviously grown up now. And you know, parents need to understand that what sort of, you know, muazzaz, respectable clothing or anything which is the society is wearing,
respectable,
and to have that and to bring that for them. You know, you can't wear a in the West here. You know, if you see that we are so in the form of jubbas or this type of dressing. But if you tell us to wear salwar kameez or the Asian clothing or maybe even the turban, the right, you weren't able to adjust to it, right? It's because we've not lived in that culture, with age you don't get into this. So why force it upon someone?
Just to come back to that point, mashallah, and we'll end up here, inshallah, with this episode. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn this from the seerah. That the Prophet ﷺ, he would talk to the people according to their intellect. If we take, you know, this point of the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, that كَلِّمُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أُقُولِهِمْ, and talk to the people according to their intellect.
SubhanAllah.
If we have this ability to do this, SubhanAllah, you know, who would we end up?
SubhanAllah. And this is a very strong point, actually. Knowing the, I think this is a whole discussion on this which you can go into, is making that decision according to the nature of people is one. And if you look at our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he has also adopted this.
He's just thinking of that.
You know, like, look at where he said, like, this culture of people, they will wear a certain shawl, you know, because it's them people, and he would wear it just to show them happiness. Right? That's their culture. They will feel. I remember going to a part of Pakistan where they came with this shawl and they made me wear it, and it was like a pride, a great thing. And they greet the guest in this sort of way. And you know, our Sheikh, he did the same thing with even some people wear certain types of hats, a certain type of clothing, and to adopt their way, their method. Why? Because that's their culture. As far as it doesn't go against Sharia, it doesn't go against the rulings of Islam, it's permissible and it's a good culture, it's a respected manner, then it should be adopted. So this again, understanding different people. Some people will wear light clothes, bright clothes, right? And you know, some cultures they will wear darker clothes, or you know, every culture will have their own nature and their own way. So understanding this, in the same way understanding your parents, in the same way understanding your children. This is very, very important. And it's, again, something which we can talk in a lot of detail, inshallah.
May Allah allow us to take these points on and focus and really reflect. Many viewers might, after this program ends, they'll get their phone out. But just take 2-3 minutes, my dear viewers of Madi Channel. Take 2 or 3 minutes. And instead of nudging, your father, dad, look what are they saying about you? And dad nudges his son and he says, look what he's talking about you. Instead of doing that, just take 2 minutes and let's look at ourselves and let's reflect how much of these things am I trying to do? How observing am I about my parents? How observing am I about my children? Allah give us the ability to understand. Keep watching Madhi Channel. We'll see you in the next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.